At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, hands, and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Hello, and welcome on in to the girly quiz. Once a week, myself and the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together and we test our Dave and all things girly, and we try to teach him a thing or two. As the year has gone on, he has had more losses than wins, but he's coming off the back of a very positive and confident building win last week, so we'll see how we go.
I have a feeling it's like 7 losses, 4 wins or something like that. Or maybe 7 losses and 5 wins. I'm not entirely sure. But I won last week. That's all that matters.
Producer Callum has the notes on that and he's not here today. But we definitely know you're lagging, but we're on a positive roll at the moment.
Well, that's right. Just because I won last week.
Look, Dave, we're trying to take whatever positivity we can on
this. Let's see if we can. Actually, did I win the week before as well? I could potentially make this a triple.
I don't think so.
No.
However,
that doesn't sound like you, Dave.
Listen, this is the girly quiz once a week. As I said, we test Dave in all things girly. He has to answer 3 questions correctly to win the week, but he has 2 lifelines that will help him along. One is a simplify option, and the other is a phone a female. Dave, because the sun is out, real big treat for you this morning.
Go on.
Vic and Shona are in the car together on their way to work, stuck in traffic.
Oh, nice.
So you have a double helping.
I've got 2.
On the phone a female this morning. Good morning, gals.
Vic and Shona, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, my morning. God. Vic and Shona, is there something specific that yous are very good at? Like, is it beauty? Is it women's health? Is there anything specific?
Oh, God, that's a great question.
We're just all around good girly.
We're just girly. We are just girly.
You're just girly. Well, that's fantastic.
Listen, we got the girlies on.
That's great news.
When I spoke to you a few minutes ago, has the traffic moved an inch since?
Yeah, we've moved and now we're kind of like on the last stretch of it, so we're nearly there.
Okay, very good.
So, well, listen, you hang on. No doubt in my mind, Dave will need you, okay?
Bob.
Thanks, guys.
Vic and Shona.
Stay there.
And just to say, no whinging, this is the girly quiz. We talk about topics about ladies in and out. If there's young ears in the car, you keep your finger on that dial, okay? We've warned you.
We've got plenty of complaints about this. We don't need another one. Let's do it.
Let's go. Dave, question number one on the girly quiz this week.
Okay, here we go.
Women can be more prone to urinary tract infections than men.
That is true.
What type of juice do some drink to ease symptoms?
Come on!
Damn it.
Here we go, because I have gotten them in the past as well.
Have you now?
Yes.
Not a nice thing, sure they're not.
They are excruciatingly painful.
Yeah.
But the answer to question one, Emma, is cranberry juice.
Do you like cranberry juice?
I do love a bit of cranberry juice, especially when I have a UTI. Cranberry juice, final answer.
Okay!
Yeah, let's go.
I wasn't sure on that one. It's one of those things that if you get them, you know, but if you don't get them, you don't know.
Off to a fantastic start, I think.
Nice one.
Fantastic start.
We'll give it to you.
Did you think I'd get that one?
I wasn't sure. It's honestly such a weird one. Sometimes I would be plotting questions going, he wouldn't have a clue, and you know.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's vice versa. It's just hard to know sometimes. You've got an interesting brain.
Unpredictable, lads. Unpredictable.
See how you go here now. Dave, nesting is something that can occur during pregnancy. Nesting. What is it?
Damn it. Nesting. Is that... I feel like it could potentially... It could be 2 things, maybe. Do you know, like head lice would nest in your head, in your hair?
Yeah.
Something like that. Or maybe it's like something, do you know what I mean, down below.
Oh, jeez. One of the symptoms of pregnancy would be getting lice.
Yeah, maybe. Or like crabs or something. Do you know what I mean?
Vaginal with crabs because
of nesting, maybe. But also my other thought was like,
I don't want to get pregnant.
My other thought was maybe the baby moves sideways in the womb. And the other thought I had was maybe the mom is like, no, I'm pregnant, I don't want to move. So she just
I'm just in my nest.
Yeah. Doesn't want to get out of the room. And that's absolutely fair.
And come here, just when it comes to nesting, what's the theory about the baby moving sideways in the
room? Just thought maybe because, like, you know, if you were in a nest, I'd curl up. But how do you curl up? You need to turn sideways. That's what I thought maybe.
That's a really good theory. Yeah, very good. Okay, so are you going to go final answer?
No, I'm going to 100% call in Vic and Shona because I don't actually have any confidence in any of those answers. Vic and Shona, good morning. I have 30 seconds on the clock and I would love you to tell me what nesting is.
Okay, so Shona has an answer, I think.
We
think it's when, like, the mother starts to get the space ready for the baby coming in and she has, like, the psychological urge to, like, get all the, like, stuff that you need for the baby into the room and, like, paint the room and make it a nice area to live in.
Okay, interesting. So it's kind of like a phase of pregnancy.
Yeah.
Or potentially. It's a psychological thing.
Yeah, it's like creating essentially like a nest for your baby.
All right. Do you know what, Vic and Shona? That sounds like a fantastic answer. You've had some confidence in it, which I appreciate. So I'm going to go with that.
I need you to say it.
I'm going to say a load of buzzwords. I'm going to say it's the mother getting the room ready for the baby, or just getting ready in life for the baby in general. She's putting things, away for the future for the baby, and she's doing up the crib, and she's doing up the room, and painting the walls, and getting all the clothes. That's nesting before.
It's a fairly far cry from vaginal crabs.
It is, yeah. It is a little bit, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
you're absolutely correct!
Yes!
You've just won yourself £50. He's going to split it.
Yeah, 100%.
€25 each. Not bad at all, Vic and Shona. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck.
Have a fantastic day. Good luck.
Thanks, girls. Bye.
Bye.
Legends.
Yup.
All right, here we are. 2 from 2.
Oh, my God. This is good. This is good.
Your Simplify remains. This could be another win for Dave. Question 3 on the girly quiz this week. Dave, please define what's meant by sister sizing in bras.
Sister sizing.
Sister sizing in bras. What does that mean?
Is it a term? Can I ask a question about the question?
Of course you can.
Is it a term that you would use in, like, everyday? Like, we're just sisters. Like, how can I help you today? Oh, we're sister-sizing today.
It wouldn't be every day, but it's certainly something that if you were... if you were shopping for a good bra, which I've never done, like, you'd be having those chats maybe with someone who'd be more of an expert.
Here's my thoughts, right? Number one, I have a feeling that it's basically like hand-me-downs. Do you know when you hear about kids, like... So, I'd imagine if you have an older sister,
yeah,
and maybe you're becoming of age and you're starting to get breasts, right? And you're kind of going, well, what size should I get? And they go, well, your sister was this size at this age, so we'll get you that sister sizing.
Gotcha. Right? That's very good.
The
yeah.
Other thought frame that I have is that you know the way some, like, say in movies, you might call your breasts like the sisters or like the girls. Do you know what I mean? So maybe one breast is slightly larger than the other, and you have a larger sister. Then, do you mean the left is larger than the right one, or something like that?
My left sis, right, is bigger than my right
exactly.
sis, so my bra is a bit uncomfortable.
Yes,
vibe.
So that's what I'm going with. However, I don't have the confidence, but I think it's one of those. But I'm going to have to 50-50 it.
Do
We're going to have
honest,
to
Dave.
Enter simplify mode, which we do so by this.
Beautiful. Question was, Dave, can you just define what is meant by sister sizing in bras?
Come on.
Option number one. Sister sizes are bra sizes with the same cup volume,
okay,
but different band sizes. So maybe if you're a little bit uncomfortable in a bra, you could go up in a band, go down in a cup, vice versa. Or This term is used to explain how sisters often share identical bra sizes.
Yeah, see, you gave me way too much detail on the first one, so I'm going to go with that one, even though I actually don't really know what you said.
You don't really get it?
I haven't a clue what sister sizing is still. Something to do with the volume of the cups. We're going to go with answer A.
But your sister sizes are bra sizes with the same cup volume but different band sizes, and you can mix them up to fit what makes you feel best. Dave, you have gone. I'm on the girl.
Yeah!
Thank God.
For the second week in a run, he's gone and done it.
Oh my God, I am an honorary woman. Right? I surely have to be at this stage.
You've made some incredible progress. You really, really have.
Although, to be fair, earlier on the show, I did refer to a couple being pregnant, and I got a lot of hate for that, so my bad. The woman was pregnant, of course. The couple was not pregnant. That is impossible.
Listen, 2 out of 2 for Dave. Fair play. And just to say, gals, I'm on my own over here, yeah? We've been doing this for a long time. If you're in the shower and you spot a product that you think, hey, Dave wouldn't know what that is. If you're in the shop and you see something similar. If you experience something within your own body that you think, hey, Dave wouldn't know what that's all about. Message us, all right? 087 711 1038 to keep this girly quiz alive.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.